You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
As we welcome in Chelsea, also Katie from Russia. You are dating a man right now. And
correct.
You haven't talked about him too much because you didn't want to, you wanted to try a different approach to this one.
Yeah.
And he broke his leg on your guys' first date because he was trying to run away from you.
Oh, no, that's not what happened.
And then he broke his leg, and then he's like, oh, great, I'm stuck with her now. I can't go anywhere, and I can't run away.
Hey!
And so, no, tell us exactly what happened, because this is legit, and you haven't talked about it for a while.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to make sure that the relationship was working, and it's working.
Mm-hmm. And so far.
Now we... Hopefully this doesn't jinx it.
No, yes.
No, they're good.
So yeah, we met on a dating app, so we never saw each other in person. So this was our first time seeing each other and going on a first date. And he told me that he never been ice skating. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love ice. I love snow. I'm from Russia. Let's go.
All right.
That's great. Yeah.
So yeah, we decided to go ice skating, and you know, when we first got on ice, he was very confident. So I was like, are you lying to me? Are you a hockey player secretly? Like, he was just too confident. He was holding my hand. He was not holding onto the wall. I was. And so we did a few cycles, and then they had to clean the ice, and when we came back on the clean ice...
Oh, the Zamboni came by. Okay.
Yes. He falls down. I look behind me and I see his facial expression changed. He did not make any sounds. And I jokingly asked, I was like, are you okay? Did you broke your leg? And he was like, I think I did.
Oh,
and I saw his leg twisted other way around.
Oh.
Yes.
And once again, this is a first date.
Yes.
Like first the first day you've ever met each other.
What month was this in?
January.
Okay, so it's been
a few months. Yeah. And we are in the middle of the ice too, clean ice, and not a lot of people are on the ice with us there because they just opened the ice rink, you know. And so I had to ask like this big man to come over here and push him off the ice because he cannot stand, and I cannot stand. I'm not that good at ice skating, you guys, either. So we push him off the ice. We call the ambulance. All the workers are bringing documents to sign for him.
The ambulance came?
Yes, ambulance came to the ice rink. They had to give him a ride to the hospital, obviously.
Okay, I didn't know that part.
I didn't.
Yes, so I followed the ambulance car to the hospital with him. And just a reminder, this is first date.
Yeah,
first time seeing each other.
First hours together.
First hours together. And I felt so bad, you guys. We spent 6 hours at the emergency room together just talking. And when someone is in pain, you want to comfort them, right? And there's only this much I could do on the first date. I was like, high five. You know? Like, what am I supposed to do? How can I comfort this guy that I barely know?
So you stay with him the entire time he was in
I stayed with him the entire time, and he told everyone in the emergency room that this is our first date, and all the nurses were like, are you going on a second date with this guy? And I was like...
And that almost seems like a movie or a joke, but it's real.
No, this actually happened.
So, okay, the obvious question that I am going to ask you, that a lot of people ask, is... Did he have any friends or family member, and why didn't you leave after that? Did you feel obligated to stay with him?
I did.
Like, because you're like, you don't know each other.
Yes.
And but you want to see that he's okay. Also, even though that family members and friends did show up, you ended up sticking around also.
So his family showed up after I left the emergency room. I stayed with him till like 7 p.m. and then his mom and his brother, I believe, showed up. So we never met. But I stayed with him because, well, to be honest, the conversation that we had before he broke his leg was very interesting, and I started to, you know, like the guy just by conversation and, well, visually as well too. And so and so, I mean, I did not want it to be that person that just like leaves when something bad happens, and I wanted to show him too from my side that I'm interested, and I want him to feel comfortable that he was not embarrassed of what happened.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I stayed, and the next day after that, I received a message from him saying that he needs to get a surgery. So he ended up getting a surgery because he broke his leg in 3 different places,
and he
was on a walker for 2 months after that.
So this is like a bad break.
A terrible break.
Oh my gosh.
He lost his job basically too.
Because he couldn't go to work.
Yes, he still cannot work. Oh. Still to this day.
Poor guy.
I ruined his life.
No, you've made it better.
Not yet, but potentially.
Yeah. Well, that's only first date. I can only imagine what happens
Thanks.
Oh, don't worry, gosh. I have that effect on people.
If
too,
anyone else has a crazier first date story than that, I would like to hear it because I think that is.
And you guys are still together, going
still
strong.
Together. Yeah. And the thing is, he told me also that the same day he had to put his dog down.
I was like,
what a terrible day. And
but
that
maybe a
like,
great day.
Yeah.
Because he got to meet
maybe,
you.
Yeah. Maybe.
And vice
that was
versa.
The breaking point.
It was the worst day and the best day.
Yeah, sometimes you have to go through
that's
those bad things.
That's what he likes to tell me, too.
Yeah, to get a really good thing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean,
not
on the leg breaking. But
on your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's a great story.
He's a good guy. Very, very nice. Yeah.
You can tell the story after you get married.
Uh-huh.
That's true. Jumping
ahead. Well, it would be a good story to tell kids. Let's be honest.
Am I jumping too far?
Yeah.
We welcome in Randy Mitchum from Mitchum Jewelers.
Come on in.
No, not yet. Okay. We'll let his leg heal first.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.